This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A bipartisan pair of Colorado lawmakers want to help schools protect kids from fentanyl. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Republican Doug Lamborn and Democrat Joe Neguse have introduced a bill to let schools take unused COVID relief funding and channel it towards fentanyl education and prevention efforts. It would also allow schools to purchase overdose treatments like naloxone. Lamborn says the plan would ensure schools can respond to the opioid epidemic, but there isn't much time for the House to take up the bill. After this week, the House is not expected to return until after the November election. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In a related story, a grand jury has charged two parents from Brighton with first-degree murder after their toddler died from fentanyl poisoning earlier this year. The indictment alleged the couple participated in trafficking drugs, including cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine in the presence of their children. Alonso Montoya and Nicole Casillas exposed their one-year-old daughter to fentanyl between January 1st and 2nd, which resulted in the toddler's death. Fentanyl, an opioid many times more powerful than heroin, has gained infamy across the country and in Colorado. The number of fentanyl overdoses in Denver alone rose 40% between 2020 and 2021. The nonprofit that helps Denver's four-year-olds go to preschool will be able to offer families a bit more tuition support. It's the Denver preschool program's second increase this year. That's because of a higher-than-anticipated revenue coming from the city's sales tax that funds the program. Find more at CPR.org.